International colleges and universities are responding to the financial crisis in Greece. From WGBH's Higher Education Desk, Kurt Karapeza reports, in these uncertain times, some schools are allowing students to enroll without making a mandatory down payment.
The American College of Greece is the oldest and largest American higher ed institution in Europe, but it's officially based in downtown Boston, the Athens of America. That's because for the past 34 years, the private international school has been accredited by the New England Association of Colleges and Universities.
I'm standing here in the heart of Boston's financial district. The college's offices are located inside this small brick commercial building. There's a classic Gothic archway. It's surrounded by skyscrapers. Now, the college doesn't have any students here, but it does have enrollment officers, and its endowment is held here. David Horner is president of the American College of Greece. I reached him in his office, not here in Boston, but in Athens.
With the limitations on how much money you can withdraw and then access to the banks being limited, that coincided with the beginning of our fall registration period. So we have been waiving the typical deposit requirements for students.
Greece's banks have been closed for more than a week now, and that's a major problem for the college's 3,500 students who are required to pay pre-registration fees. 80% of the college's students are Greek nationals. The other 20% are international students from more than 50 countries. President David Horner is originally from Fall River, and his 7 years in Athens have overlapped with the global economic crisis. Since 2008, he says the college has actually done quite well. Enrollment is up nearly 12%.
And I think the reason for that is partly the financial aid we've been able to provide.
Students we spoke with agree. Senior Vasiliki Voskidi says in recent years, the school has offered her more financial support.
We are struggling as a country, but I think we're very positive, especially the students here, because there's this understanding from the college that they are here to support us and, you know, help us out.
Vasiliki is majoring in communications. She's Greek-American, originally from Virginia, but the 21-year-old has no income from family back in the U.S., and she works part-time as a cashier in Athens to pay tuition and fees. This week, she's among hundreds of students pushing off their payments.
Initially, I was a little bit nervous because I really needed to register for my courses. The president put out a notice for both new and continuing students to help them complete their studies with any possible way, and he was very understanding for the crisis, and he made it possible for those students that wanted to register and had to take certain courses.
Despite the dire news, President David Horner is optimistic that European leaders will tackle Greece's longstanding economic challenge, and the cash will start flowing again soon.
It's going to take time to work out of it, but as you know, Greece has been here for thousands of years, so I don't think it's going to fall into the sea anytime soon.
Horner says the college recognizes that students and their families are struggling to stay afloat amid choppy economic water, and it's trying to help them cope. Kurt Karapeza, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
Our higher education reports are a collaboration with the Forum for the Future of Higher Education and made possible with support from Lumina Foundation, the Davis Educational Foundation, and TIAA-CREF Financial Services.